So this is my dad, and just gonna ask you a few questions. So the first question is, what was your childhood like?
Really?
Yes.
My childhood was good. I grew up with a single mom. She raised me by herself, and I consider that she did a pretty daggum good job at it too.
What kind of friends did you have during your childhood? He's counting.
I had like three guys that I hung out with most of all. I guess we were the atypical teenagers, but they were pretty good guys. Two of them I'm still friends with. One of them has passed away now, but I guess that's about it.
High school. What was high school like for you?
I hated it. I mean, it wasn't, I didn't have a rough time or anything. I just don't like school in general. I've never been one for staring at a book all the time or whatever. I wasn't very good in school, so that just, made it to where I really didn't like it. And unfortunately, I ended up quitting in about 10th grade, got my GED, and then just went to work, and I've been working ever since. But it was all right, I guess.
One of the questions on the sheet is, did you date in high school? Besides mama?
I didn't know your mother at that time.
Oh.
But no, actually, I don't think I really dated in high school. I wasn't really in there that long to begin with.
Did you have any concerns about fashion?
No, I wore blue jeans and a t-shirt.
I thought so. Did you have any like did your mom have any like nagging problems with you? As in not like serious problems, but you did stuff that nagged on her? Or whatever.
I really don't know. It'd be a question to ask her, but she's not here. Like I said, I was a typical teenager, hung out with my friends, did some stupid things, but I would venture to say that I was a fairly decent kid. I didn't get into a whole lot of trouble. I didn't get in trouble with the law. Anything like that. So, I don't really think I was that bad, but you would have to ask my mom.
What are some differences in like pop culture, like today and when you were a teenager or adolescent? What are some differences in the differences in that?
I don't know. Every generation has its thing. The newest fad, the newest thing going on, the newest music or fashion or whatever. I think now the biggest difference between now and when I was your age is these cell phones that we have now and the social media that we have now. And how everybody sees everything. I mean, you can't really have anything happen without somebody holding the phone up and catching it on their phone. Social media is the biggest thing, and is a big downfall for our youth nowadays, because it takes a lot of time away from everything else, and they just got their noses stuck in their phones.
I just saw a question on here that caught my attention. I would like to ask you, did you have any kind of special talent to sing or dance or anything?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I thought so. So, is there any, like, speaking of differences, would you consider anything from your time period, like adolescence, are there any downsides to yours and benefits? Where are some, like, ups and down, ups, like pros? I don't know how to word this. What were the good stuff about your generation, and what were some bad stuff?
I think my generation, one of the good things is teenagers and kids back then were, they went outside, you know, we were riding our bikes, or we were in the car riding around, you know, we didn't have these phones like we have nowadays. I keep going back to that, but I mean, that is a huge barrier for the youth nowadays. But we're more self, maybe more self-sufficient back then. I don't know, that's kind of a tough question to ask somebody right off the bat, but the bad part of it is, just like anything else, kids and teenagers make dumb decisions and they have to suffer the consequences from them, and that doesn't ever change. You live and you learn, and every generation has had that.
Would you consider your adolescence the prime of your life?
I mean,
or do you think there's a such thing as the prime of your life at all?
Life is what you're going to make it, and you need to make the best of your life with what God has given you, or you can just waste it. And, you know, there's, you know, when you're young, enjoy it, you know, take advantage of it. Don't be stupid. But be a kid, you know, be a teenager, try to be responsible, but, you know, be a kid and be a teenager and have fun and do those things. But
what would be some tips that you would leave with kids today? What would be some tips? Like, based off your experiences as an adolescent, what would be some tips that you give adolescents today?
Me personally, be more focused on the important things, you know, family, friends, real friends. While you're in school, pay attention to your schoolwork, you know, make the best of the education that you're afforded. And just don't be a fool and waste everything on stupid stuff. But the biggest thing for me, I would tell anybody, is to focus on God more than anything else.
I think that would wrap it up. Thank you for allowing me to interview you. I love you, Daddy. Got something to say back?
No, not really.
Wow. Okay. That wraps it up. Bye. This was part one of my Generations Project with my dad, Dion Ingram, talking to his son, James Ingram. All right.